Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Pennsylvania, a woman pleads guilty to killing her boyfriend and business partner and keeping the body in a home for 13 days. In Florida, a device explodes at a traffic stop, covering a Florida deputy with powder. And an Idaho teen is arrested the day before he planned a terror attack. These stories and more coming at you today, Monday, April 15th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everson.
I'm Mike Agavino. Everybody file their taxes, boys.
Extension.
I have until this evening at 11:59 p.m.
Oh, my God.
To the wire. Make them wait till the very last second to get my money.
It goes down to the wire. Don't blame
it always
you.
Does. Yes,
God, indeed. It's one of the things I just dread.
Oh, yeah, I loathe it.
Horrible. Hate it. I guess it's a necessary evil, though.
It is. Death and taxes, the only two things that are
certain
in life.
Well, and the eclipse. this would be the 1 week anniversary of the eclipse. And so in honor of that, I have a little trivia game for us. We haven't played a game in a while, so we're going to do a little eclipse-themed
I don't know dick about eclipse.
Trivia game.
So, Jim, you won.
I don't know much more than you do.
It's not really about the eclipse. It's just themed eclipse.
All right.
You'll see.
Well, with that being said, let's do it, boys. True crime time for Monday.
All right. A traffic stop escalated to a toxic material scare when a mysterious device exploded in a pickup truck covering a deputy with white powder. The surrounding block was closed to traffic, and the deputy was hospitalized and released. Details of the injury suffered by the deputy have not been reported as of yet, and investigators determined the white powder was a chlorine-based substance. Homemade bomb, sounds like to me. Yeah. It didn't do what it was supposed to do. The traffic stop happened on April 5th in Putnam County, which was about a 60-mile drive south of Jacksonville. During the search, the deputy found drug paraphernalia and a firearm when the item exploded, covering that deputy in a white powdery substance. The deputy was able to place the suspect in custody as other deputies arrived on scene. Out of an abundance of caution for safety of the community, the block where the vehicle was located was completely closed off. A hazardous material team, the state fire marshal's office, and a bomb squad were summoned. The bomb squad continued searching the pickup and did not find any other explosives. The 60-year-old driver was found to be in possession of two pistol magazines, a suppressor, and, of course, the serial numbers were filed off. He has been charged with possession of an explosive, aggravated battery on law enforcement and weapons offense for having a firearm during a felony. So my question is, in these instances, once I would imagine as a police officer, maybe you notice something that could be an explosive. What happens at that point?
You back the fuck up.
Good. That's a good policy.
Yeah. Take cover.
Yeah.
But I was just sitting here thinking, probably he didn't see it, but I'm
sure
what went through his mind when he heard the explosion and got covered in shit, but he still affected the arrest.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And the question here is, where was that headed? Yeah. The deputy wasn't the intended target. Had this guy had time to fully arm that thing, I'm assuming because it did not cause that much damage, it wasn't fully armed. What was the intent, and how many lives were saved there that we, I guess we'll never know.
I don't know, but you bet the feds are going to be digging in that ass.
Oh, yeah. He's questioned.
He said he had a silencer?
Yeah, a suppressor.
It's pretty rare, isn't it?
Pretty rare. I don't think I recovered more than two or three. Usually that was during a search warrant.
Yeah.
And so it's usually a pretty serious thug that's carrying one of those, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And suppressors, I think they are legal.
Yeah, but you got to go through a shit ton of federal paperwork to get it. I mean, it takes like 6 months to a year. Like in the state of Louisiana, you got to go through all the federal paperwork, including part. You have to get your local sheriff, whatever parish you live in, to write you a letter stating that you're a citizen and good standing.
Ah, shout out, Jason Horn. I'll be sending you some paperwork to fill out.
He won't be signing. But Putnam County, I'm not familiar with Putnam County. That's
sounds like someone down there in Florida.
I don't think it's one of the, heavily populated counties down there. I don't know where this guy was headed. Crazy. Well, that sort of aligns with the next story. And folks, since we're pre-taping this, I'm not sure what's going to come out over the weekend that might shed more light on this story because of the warnings the FBI has regarding potential terrorist activity in the U.S. But this is a story out of the state of Idaho. I mean, a lot of weird stuff going on in Idaho lately. But
hey, and just before you get into that, it's between Gainesville, St. Augustine, and Daytona Beach. So it's kind of in the
middle. And it's inland, right? Yeah,
it's a little bit inland, yeah. Hilarious. Yep, so.
Well, there's a so the guy's name is Alexander Scott Mercurio, an 18-year-old. This guy unknowingly outlined to the FBI his alleged, you can take that word out, planned attack on churches in his hometown of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. In messages and during face-to-face meetups with confidential informants that were working for the FBI, Mercurio allegedly explained every aspect of his planned attack in the name of ISIS. So an 18-year-old in Idaho working on behalf of ISIS. And his plan was to commit an act of terror at the nearest church. So equipped with weapons, he allegedly said he planned to, quote, storm the temple, kill as many as possible, and then burn the temple to the ground and flee the scene, then move on to the next church, rinse and repeat for all 21 churches in the town until he got them all. Obviously, the guy didn't like church. Among the items the teenager allegedly discussed gathering in preparation for the attack were his father's AR-15, a machete, hatchet, knives, all that were available from his father's survival kits, as well as fanny packs to carry pressurized canisters on his body, hand sanitizer to use in lieu of kerosene. You'll have to help me with that, Woody. And a flamethrower. Mercurio was arrested on Saturday, April 6th, one day before the alleged planned attack, and charged with providing material support or resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization. Quote, this case should be an eye-opener to the dangers of self-radicalization, which is a real threat to our communities, Special Agent in Charge Shohini Sinha of the Salt Lake City FBI said. The teenager first popped on the FBI's radar in 2021 while they were investigating a criminal network that launders money through cryptocurrency exchanges. In a group chat intercepted by investigators, the teenager ID'd himself as living with, quote, very Christian and conservative parents. The personal messages with informants seemingly shows an angry teenager with conflicting extreme ideas. In one exchange with informants, Mercurio said he held, quote, a big grudge against my parents for what they have and continue to do to me. In another, he said that prior to his ISIS leanings, he had, quote, drank the Kool-Aid of white supremacy. Many messages are filled with uncertainty and reflection on his plans. So lots of crazy in this guy's online behavior and on things he said to the FBI. And then on Saturday, April 6th, investigators entered his home and recovered handcuffs, weapons, the canisters of butane fuel, binoculars, an ISIS flag, and all of the ammunition we talked about earlier. If convicted of the terrorism-related charge, he faces a max of 20 years in federal prison. Seems like it ought to be more than that.
Yeah,
20, sure. I mean, why isn't that treason? I don't know. But 18-year-old radicalized in a resort town in Idaho. Where are we going, boys? I don't know.
At least they got him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. And caught him young, you know.
Before he killed all those people.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different, and in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, let's go to Pennsylvania. And a 50-year-old pizza parlor owner has pled guilty to killing her longtime partner in their home in 2022 and trying to hide his body in a bedroom. Probably not the best place to hide a body. Anna Tolomello pled guilty to third-degree murder.
Third degree.
I've never heard of it either, but she sure pled guilty to it. Must be something in Pennsylvania. Tampering with evidence and abuse of a corpse in connection with the shooting death of her boyfriend and business partner, 65-year-old Giovanni Galina. Tolomello is scheduled to be sentenced on June 25th. Tolomello and Galina reportedly ran Pina's Pizza together.
Pina's Pizza?
Pina's. P-I-N-A apostrophe S.
Pina's pizza.
Yeah. Penis pizza would
not penis pizza. Penis cool pizza there. Probably would have done better.
Probably. Just out of sheer curiosity.
Good marketing angle for pizza. Anyone out there thinking of
I can only imagine the logo. It would be amazing. An investigation was launched after Galena's son told authorities he last heard from his father on March 16th of 2022 and could not reach him. Tolomello never reported the man missing and stated he was out of town. Officers from the Hilltown Township Police Department responded to the couple's home, where they found Galena's remains with a single gunshot wound to the head. He was reportedly wrapped in a blue tarp inside the master bedroom. Tolomello initially said she shot her partner in self-defense. However, in her guilty plea, she admitted the killing of Galena was unjustified. She said she left Galena's body inside the home for 13 days, and she got rid of evidence related to his death. Tolomello also hired someone to dig a hole in her driveway and said she would fill it back up herself with a shovel.
Mm. Yeah.
13 days of decomposition.
Yeah. You dig the hole, but I'll feel it.
Yeah, like, I got it.
It's like the terrace.
I just need someone to dig the hole.
Day 13, he's getting pretty ripe inside that bedroom, isn't he? You know, they should have gone with the penis pizza idea. That would have.
Well, you know, the most bizarre thing about this case is that she got third degree murder for that. That seems like a open and shut, at least second degree murder case. You know?
What is third degree? Like with use of a pepperoni or something?
I don't know if it's without intent or something. Or almost like manslaughter.
Various states to state. I don't know.
Yeah. I would imagine she ain't going to do a whole lot of time in prison with that charge. But, you know, plea bargains these days.
And I'm going to trademark that, that was penis pizza idea.
Third degree murder in Pennsylvania.
You guys remember the Judds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember very well.
The Judds were pretty great, weren't they?
Let me hit this real quick.
Mike's story is delayed.
Third degree murder in Pennsylvania is when they intentionally cause someone else's death while committing a dangerous act. That different from first degree and second degree murder charges, which generally require intent. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I won't be testifying about third degree murder and as a expert witness in Pennsylvania.
Sounds like a Pennsylvania thing.
Yeah.
So as I was saying,
sorry,
you guys fans of the Judds?
I
like their old stuff.
Yeah,
it's some good song.
They did.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Remember that one? That was pretty cool. Love Can Build a Bridge. That's a girlfriend song. Girlfriends always. I could tell you a couple.
Excuse me.
I could tell you a couple of Ashley Judd stories, but "Mama, He's Crazy" that was another one. But Grace Kelly is the daughter of Winona, and she's been in a little bit of trouble. So she was arrested and booked into an Alabama jail on Friday.
Alabama.
She's 27 years old, and she allegedly exposed herself on a busy highway. This could be a kinky Judd story for Woody. Kelly was booked into the Elmore County Jail on Friday, April 5th, on charges of indecent exposure and obstructing governmental operations. She reportedly exposed her breasts and lower body at a busy intersection on I-65. There's an intersection. I guess it's where I-65, where there's the Highway 14 exit in Millbrook. Right. Don't know exactly where that is. But according to the arresting officer, she refused to identify herself. She refused to comply with their commands, and she sat down on the road still exposed when they tried to arrest her. The cops were eventually able to wrangle her into some clothes and into a cruiser. The arrest is just the latest setback for Kelly, who has been in and out of jail amid a string of legal problems stretching back to 2016, when she was arrested for possession of meth. In 2018, she was 22. She was sentenced to 8 years in prison for leaving a court-mandated drug recovery program and violating her probation. She was released from jail in December of 2022. So she served 4 years of that, but arrested again in May of 23 on charges of violating an order of protection and restraining order and violating parole. She was jailed again at the time and reportedly released in October. And then in March of 22, she gave birth to a daughter, Kalia Chanel, while on a temporary leave of absence from jail. And later, Mother Winona took, I guess she adopted her granddaughter, the Kalia, and has been raising her ever since. So poor Winona's had a little trouble with Grace Kelly, the daughter.
Tough dealings.
Yeah, she's got some major drug problems. I saw that yesterday, pretty sure she was probably high on something. I couldn't find anything that showed that.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're naked at an exit off of I-65, the busiest road in the state of Alabama. And
supplements.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Get naked in the garbage can.
Yeah.
The last show.
He was probably high, too, in all honesty. All right, let's go to Newfoundland. How about that?
Or Newfoundland.
Or Newfoundland. Yeah, well, there's a doctor there who will not have a criminal record.
Okay.
The oral surgeon was charged with assault after he permitted a correctional officer to extract an inmate's teeth in October of 2020. The incident was recorded by another correctional officer on his phone.
I bet.
So you got a dentist inside the prison.
He's like, fuck it.
Hey, man, I want to try to do that. Let me pull his teeth.
I already had a toothache this morning.
Borgay, who operates out of the Gander Family Dental Clinic building, received an absolute discharge, as they call it there, on Tuesday at the court. It's the lowest level of criminal sentence that an adult offender can receive. It's a finding of guilt, but no criminal conviction is registered, and there's no probation order. In October of 2020, two correctional officers from the Bishop Falls Correctional Center accompanied an inmate to the clinic. When the patient was sedated, Borgay was explaining the procedure to the guards. He then suggested one of the guards remove four teeth. That's crazy. McDonald, one of the guards, took out the teeth while Goodyear, another guard, recorded the whole thing. And it's interesting they have, you know, names of public companies, both of them. Borgay said he got caught up in a teaching moment, but regretted the decision after the procedure. In court on Tuesday, Justice Del Rizzio said there were several things to consider in delivering her decision, including the pressures of the pandemic, Borgay's financial loss, his guilty plea, his low risk to reoffend, and his completion of sensitivity training. Mm.
And the fact that the victim was a convict.
You're right. She also acknowledged the victim's psychological harm due to the incident, breaches of his bodily integrity, and that Borgay did not report the incident. The sentence must be proportionate to the gravity of the offense. The court said a criminal conviction is not in the public's interest. So basically he got convicted, but you know, no harm, no foul. It's not even going to go on his record.
That's crazy.
He had local anesthetic, but he wasn't out cold, the patient, when they did this, right?
Correct. He was – well, they explain it as he was sedated. So
that would kind of go both ways. They put him totally out, which means the only way that this would have gotten found out is the video getting exposed.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know that guy showed it to everybody he knew. You're not going to believe this.
I'm a dentist.
Check this out. I pulled four teeth.
Let me show you.
You know. If he would have just kept his mouth shut, but he didn't. And the guy
gets a slap on the wrist.
I wonder if how often that happens that nobody ever knows about. Mm-hmm. You know, there's probably some dentists out there to sedate people and have their friends come in. Pull his tooth.
OBGYNs do the same thing. They charge more.
Yeah, they definitely would charge more, I'd imagine.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we're going to go to Kentucky and talk about a dad who faked his own death to avoid paying child support.
Winner, winner.
A Kentucky man has admitted to faking his own death to avoid paying child support to his ex-wife. According to a plea deal, Jesse Kipf, that's K-I-P-F, Kipf, pleaded guilty to one count of aggravated identity theft and one count of computer fraud in U.S. District Court on the 29th of March. Per the plea agreement, Kipf accessed the Hawaii Death Registry System in January of 23 by using the credentials of a doctor living in another state. Using the doctor's details, the defendant created a case for his own death and assigned himself as the medical certifier for the case. As a result of Kipf certifying the case, he was registered as deceased in many government databases. The defendant faked his own death in part in order to avoid his outstanding child support obligation to his ex-wife. Kipf owed over $116,000 in child support to his ex. According to the plea agreement, he also infiltrated other states' death registry systems using credentials he stole from other real people. He also tried to sell access to governmental and corporate networks to potential buyers online. Along with the child support owed to his ex-wife, he was also held responsible for causing damage of about $80,000 to the networks that he hacked into, and so he has to pay those fines, as well as 7 years in prison and a maximum of $500,000 in fines, and he's going to be sentenced any day here, Mr. Kipf, who didn't want to pay his child support. But must be a pretty smart guy to be hacking into government systems across states and filling out not gonna be paying fake child support. Death certificates.
He's got 7 years in prison.
Yeah, that's pretty much lower than the low. Yeah.
So he probably won't be writing one big check, you're thinking? No.
5 cents unlikely. An hour, 10 cents an hour. Take a whole lot of years in prison.
Yeah. I don't get it with these people that have kids and don't want to step up. And at least, you know, I get it. If you,
I'll tell you a story, back to a courtroom story. The judge was on the bench and he brought this guy up. Let's say his name is Mr. Smith, and it was for child support. And he was in arrears, and they read out his charges, and you know, you owe $3,000, whatever. And the judge said, "Mr. Smith, what do you have to say for yourself?" Ms. Smith said, "Yana, you can look at that boy and see he didn't even look like me." And the judge hit his gavel, bam, and he said, "Be you going to feed him till he does."
Very good.
You're going to feed him till he does.
That's my kind of judge. Well. It's a mile high crime already. We're zooming through today. And we're going to go to, and look, Mike sent this story, y'all. How about that?
Well, I might have a clue.
Mike sent this story, and Mike does a lot of stories on bowel movements, for lack of a better word.
Body poops.
And this is going to involve that. And we're going to take you to United Airlines.
Basic human function. There's no embarrassment in that.
It is. A United Airlines flight from Houston to Seattle was diverted to Dallas due to a passenger's dog pooping in the aisle. The canine's messy incident occurred in first class. This was on April 5th. And the crew spent more than 2 hours trying to clean the plane's carpets with paper towels.
That's not going to work.
No. Reddit user by the name of James Hobbs said he was on the ill-fated flight, and Hobbs said the mess was so bad in the first-class bathroom that even after cleaning, they still closed it for the rest of the flight. Oh, my gosh. That's not good for anybody else. He adds the travelers were given mask and alcohol wipes to sniff due to the strong odor, which made him actually physically ill. The excrement was a very liquid form that was in several places in the aisle and got on the shoe of the passenger next to him. Boy, that's descriptive.
Yeah, a couple of bounties aren't going to get that up.
And if they did, it'd make for a good commercial. The cabin crew deserves accolades, he said. Hobbs, who shared his photo and video of the incident, all over the place on X, TikTok, etc. They responded well by having to hop over the mess. Hobbs also said that the flight meals went bad while they were stuck on the ground, and the cabin's crew members were pleading to the gate for more snacks and water. It was a bad situation for passengers, the dog, and that poor owner. According to United's website, cats and dogs must travel in a pet carrier that fits under the seat, and the only pets allowed on planes without a carrier are service animals. Mm. Either one of y'all ever carry pets up in the cabin itself?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a story when Deuce, who passed away last year, when I first got Deuce from a breeder, I had to get him. The breeder was in Connecticut, so I was in New York on business. I drove up, got him, and the only way to get back to L.A. in any kind of timely fashion was to fly out of Westchester County Airport, White Plains Airport. So I had one of these little bags with the puppy, and I'm flying a commuter jet to Chicago to connect to a flight to L.A. Well, we get out on the tarmac, and we get Chicago weather delays. They sit us out there for 2.5 hours. At about the 2.5 hour mark, Deuce let loose. Oh, shit.
Deuce let loose,
and he's in this, well, they call them those Sherpa bags, and he's rolling around in his own shit in the Sherpa bag, right? And you can smell it throughout the whole plane. And so I really need to get out of the seat and try and do something about this. So I asked the flight attendant. Flight attendant says, "You can't get out of your seat, sir." And then the entire flight in unison is like, "Let him go, let him go." I go to the tiny, tiny bathroom. This is a commuter jet. And the only way water comes out of the faucet is if you're depressing the thing. So I have to hold the dog covered in shit while I'm depressing this thing with one finger and then quickly shoveling water onto him and then soap so I can clean him. It takes me like 15 minutes back there to because I got to clean him and the bag that he's rolled around in. I finally get him, go back to the seat. We're still on the ground, still on the tarmac. A half hour later, takes another dump. I have to go through the whole thing again, and I miss my connection in Chicago, obviously. And that was Deuce's first day in the family. So I have some empathy for what those people were going through on that flight.
Mm-hmm. Was anybody worried about it, or everybody was pretty understanding?
Everybody was very cool, actually. Nobody was happy about being on a tarmac for 3 days, so they were understanding about what happened there.
Well, there you go. Kind of a double dose of mile high.
Double dose.
Love you, Deucey.
All right.
And move free.
Yeah. Here we go. Kinky crimes for
Monday.
Y'all ready for this?
Tax
this day. Is a little bit different. And this also was provided by Ago. We're going to do some kinky stats. Now, the most promiscuous countries in the world have been revealed. And here's how America scores, all right? But let's start with Turkey. Turkey is the most promiscuous country on the planet.
Turkey.
According to an Amoris analyst of the world's sexual habits, the average Turk has slept with more than 14 people, according to the World Population Review, putting the naughty nation well above the United States. Now, the average number of sexual partners can vary significantly from country to country, as cultural norms can have a significant impact on the number of people someone has sex with. The website figures were compiled by merging data sets from multiple third-party sources. I don't know how they got it. But Turkey's top spot may surprise some, given that more than 99% of residents are Muslim. And the country is widely conceived to have traditional views when it comes to sex and relationships. But the list was full of sexy surprises. Countries thought to have more liberal views on sex, such as Brazil and France, were surprisingly low down on the list. The average Brazilian has bedded 9 people, putting the nation in the 25th place. France, meanwhile, was far from frisky, clocking in at the 29th position, and their citizens having slept on an average of 8.1 people. After Turkey,
if they showered a little bit more often, that number would be higher.
Right. After Turkey, Australia took second place on the lusty list, with the average Aussie having sex with more than 13 people over the course of their lifetime.
Good on you.
And New Zealand came in at third, followed by Iceland and South Africa.
Iceland.
Yeah, right. They get nothing else to do when it gets cold, right?
Drink.
They
drink and have sex.
And
there should be an influx of Americans headed there.
Right. Yeah. So, speaking of Americans, we scored in 13th place with the World Population Review saying Americans slept with an average of 10.7 people over the years. Now,
bringing up that curve a little bit, Woody?
Nope, not me. I'm a virgin. I'm just not very good at it.
And I'll tell you, usually you could double that number.
Double it for females and minus it for men.
Right.
But the we're tied with Canada, who has the exact same stat. Now, the least sexual countries in the World Population Review list are promiscuous. Were China and India, with citizens sleeping with 3.1 and 3.0 people.
Look at China.
And they don't have any freaking fun in China. I mean, the kids are all, massively schooled and put through everything that they're put through, and then three people your entire life.
Crazy. I'm pretty sure their report is not correct. Everybody,
you don't think they're getting
here
the truth out of China? Come on.
Yeah, right. So let me give it real quick. It's Turkey, Australia, New Zealand, Iceland, South Africa, Finland, Norway, Italy, Sweden, and Switzerland.
Norway surprises me.
Well, again,
I mean, that's Vikings.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd be in first.
Well,
they like to fight and fight.
12.1 versus 14.5. They're not that far behind.
Yeah, that's true. So.
Those Aussies and the New Zealanders having a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's your kinky crime
kinky stats
for Monday.
A lot of kinky people in this world.
Kinky.
Well, boys, we haven't played a game in a while.
No, we haven't.
Today, I think, is a good day for a game. And since it's the 1 week anniversary of Eclipse Mania, I decided we should have an eclipse themed game, except it's music inspired by the eclipse. So there were lots of playlists of
Total
Eclipse.
Close to the Heart.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Music.
It's the only one I'm going to get right.
Right.
Okay. Well, as usual, whoever bangs the table first, and I have multiple choice on all these questions. What Bonnie Tyler 1977 mega hit included the
Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Woody is up 1-0.
That's the only one we got.
They predicted what the first question would be. Fill in the missing Elton John lyric. I just allow a fragment of your heart to wander free, but losing everything is like A, Jim Chapman going down on me, B, the sun going down on me.
Sun going down on me.
Yes.
Very good.
And hopefully no one answered A. 1-1. Number 3. One of the greatest albums of all time. It included classics like Money, Us and Them, and Time. But the album ended with a short song entitled Eclipse. Was it A, Hotel California, B, The Wall, C, Dark Side of the Moon?
The Wall.
That is an incorrect answer.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon would be a correct answer. Pink Floyd. Amazing album. 1973, I think. Okay, finish the lyric from this Creedence classic. Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a
bad moon on the rise.
A bad moon on the rise. Woody on fire. 3-1. Okay. Who asked this question? Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Was it A, Cat Stevens, B, B, Bonnie Tyler, C, Jim Morrison, or D, Van Morrison?
Tone Loc.
That would be an incorrect answer.
Wow, dang.
Jim, you're not there?
I'm going to say Van Morrison.
That is a correct answer. Yeah, it's Van Morrison. Crazy. So it's 3-2. Okay, fill in the blank to this Bill Withers 1971 hit. Ain't no blank when she's gone. And Jim.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Tied up.
Okay, 3-3.
It's a good song, by the way.
Name this song. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose. They keep them tight. Everybody was A?
Kung Fu Fighting.
That's actually my choice D, but it's incorrect. Everybody was A, Dynamite. Dancing with Delight, B, Dancing in the Moonlight, or C, Dancing in the Sun, or D, already taken by Woody, Kung Fu Fighting.
B.
B, Jim, what a comeback. Dancing in the Moonlight, yes.
Yes.
God, that was a one-hit wonder band, too. I can't think of their name. Something with Harvest in it, I think. Okay, he had hits with Wild World, Peace Train, and Moonshadow. Who is he? A, Michael Jackson. B, Jim Morrison. C, Stephen Dimitri Giorgio. Or D, Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens.
That is correct. I also would have accepted C, which is Stephen Dimitri Giorgio, which is Cat Stevens' real name. Huh. So it is now 4-4, is that right?
No, I'm up by one.
I think.
I thought Jim went ahead 4-3.
No. Nah.
Tied.
We may have an audit here. Okay. So now you're saying you're up by one?
I'm not lying.
Okay, we'll have to go back through. Okay, in 1964, Frank Sinatra released this song that was closely associated with the Apollo missions to the moon. Was it A, New York, New York? B, Fly Me to the Moon. C,
Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Jim, you should have been ready to flap there. Okay, so now we're saying it's 5-4?
No,
it's
6-4.
That's impossible since I only have 11 questions and you've gotten some wrong, but we'll say Woody's up. In 1994, Soundgarden, great grunge band. You guys remember Soundgarden?
Yeah.
Chris Cornell, also the front man for Audioslave, another great grunge band, who hung himself, I guess, in 2017. Anyway, in 1994, Soundgarden asked, "Won't you come and wash away the rain to what celestial body? A, a black hole moon. B, black hole Pluto. C, black hole Jupiter. Or D, black holes?"
Black hole Jupiter.
That's an incorrect answer.
D. I don't even know what it
D, D black is. Hole sun. Great. You don't remember black hole sun?
I was thinking drops of Jupiter. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, so now even an audit is unnecessary because Woody is clearly ahead. Last bonus is, what year is the next total solar eclipse going to be visible in the United States? Is it
a year after I'm dead?
2041.
That was close, Jim. It could also be close to a year before, a year after you're dead.
I'm saying it'll be after I'm dead.
Okay. Well, it's 2020. It doesn't matter what my choices are. 2044 is actually the year. 2044. Yeah, but you could go to the UK, I think, next year and see one if you'd like. That will definitely, I'm confident that will precede your death. So knock on wood. So
2044 would have to be.
Woody wins the eclipse.
I thought it came every 17 years.
I'll be 74 years old. I might still be here.
Was that not correct? Every 17 years?
If I'm here.
Every 31 years is a crime of the century, by the way. I don't know if you know that. Every 31 years, there's a crime of the century.
Why is that?
Because the Lindbergh kidnapping was 1932, and then the JFK assassination was 1963, and then the O.J. Simpson was 1994.
Hmm.
So next year we should have a crime of the century.
Huh.
Something to think about
there you go.
On your drive.
Little John Ziegler trivia there.
Yeah. Very good.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Woody will make it. I'm confident after through next year's eclipse in the UK.
74, the next one comes. I still ain't watching that motherfucker.
Okay. Well, get busy. You have until what?
I'll give you the forecast. It's going to be raining that day.
Right.
You have until, I don't know, sometime later today to get those texts in. Get them in.
There you go. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Everton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
For Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Aglass.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.